Hey, it's Coach Kate here, registered dietitian and owner of RD Kate Sports Nutrition. As a member of the LCC Stars Athletic Department, I teach our athletes what to eat and when to eat it on training days, competition days, and throughout the year. For over a decade, I've been helping athletes of all sports and levels meet their goals. RD Kate Sports Nutrition offers individual consulting, team services, on-demand courses, and downloadable handouts. For more information, visit rdkate.com.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Coach Cuts Corner. Streaming bright from Michigan's capital city, this podcast is dedicated to helping you better understand the who, the what, and the why of mental performance, personal growth, and Lansing Stars baseball. Coach Cuts Corner, brought to you by Eyewash.
In collaboration with Lansing Community College.
And now here's your host, Stephen Cutter.
Welcome to Coach Cuts Corner, where we challenge limits, push for greatness, and develop athletes who thrive on and off the field. Today's guest is a freshman catcher, Caden Kappa. Caden came to Lansing out of Kettering High School in Waterford, Michigan, where he built a reputation for toughness behind the plate and versatility on the field. He's stepping into his first college season. He's got a strong work ethic. And he's also got some super high expectations for himself. Caden, thanks for joining us today in the WLNZ studios. We'll start at the beginning, but I want to know what your thoughts are of the podcast studio.
Well, it's super nice in here. Expensive equipment, so.
Yeah. You know, we were talking, I think, before we pushed, you know, record on this, and I asked you, are you more nervous doing this than before going into a game? And what'd you say?
I said, yeah, I'm a lot more nervous being in here than before games because I've played a lot more games in my life, but I've not done a podcast in my life, so.
When did you first know catching was, like, your thing?
Well, when I was younger, I actually wasn't a catcher. I pitched most of my life. Then once I turned 12, I went to a different travel team, and one of the kids recently just quit.
Like a catcher? He was a catcher?
Yeah, he was a catcher, and he quit. So they were trying out some kids, and they tried me out, and they decided to switch me from a pitcher to catcher, and I just started rolling from there.
Okay, so the initial switch was probably because of the arm? Because I assume if you were pitching, you had a pretty solid arm. And
yeah,
so
yeah.
The initial switch was just the arm. Mm-hmm. You know, catching's a whole different world, though. It's one of those things where, you know, I was just talking to somebody the other day about it, and it's like you really have to love catching. It's not something that you just kind of like. You know, you can kind of like playing third base. You can kind of like playing right field. But catching, that's an all-in thing. You got to be all in. So you started around 12 where you started catching.
Yeah.
Did you pitch anymore after that?
I tried it with my arm, though. I kind of had issues trying to do both, so I kind of had to drop pitching.
And you had like a growth plate issue, right?
Yeah, ninth grade, I broke my growth plate, not from pitching, but just from a throwdown. So yeah, I couldn't play my freshman year until
so
like later. It was definitely tough at first because obviously as a freshman, my goal was to make varsity. So, but luckily I was
And you missed that whole season.
I got to play like the last like 8 games of the year. So
quite a bit of it.
Most of it. Came back for district, so though we lost, but mm-hmm. Yeah, I missed most of it. And
so was it at that point you're like, I'm not gonna do both. I'm just gonna focus.
Yeah,
on catching. Yeah. Okay, what was the biggest takeaway from your high school career at Kettering?
I would say definitely while I was hurt, I was learning. We had a senior catcher. He was a Wayne State commit, and I was able to learn a lot from him, and I was able to watch the way he handled himself, the way he talked to others, and basically the maturity of him and how he led on and off the field, and it really inspired me to be like him within the next few years. So
you got some pretty positive modeling at a young age from the baseball aspect. I know you had probably great modeling from your parents and teachers and stuff like that, but you're getting it from another high school athlete.
Yeah.
Were you a part of like super successful teams, mildly successful teams, or were they just kind of average? What was your high school experience like as far as when it came to winning?
So we always had a lot of like talent in some areas, but we were just not able to all come together and just like push far in playoffs. We'd always get rolled first, second round in playoffs. We'd play Orchard Lake St. Mary's. So
yeah, so you had a lot, just sometimes not enough, and that not enough might not have been always talent. It was just, you know, we were just missing a couple of things.
Yeah.
Did you play other sports when you were little?
Yeah, when I was younger, I played basketball and I played football. I played like 2 years of basketball, then 5 years of football. But once I came to high school, I kind of took it down to one sport and focused on baseball.
Why?
Just because I kind of just knew that that was going to be my sport ever since I was eight. I knew I wanted to go.
Like, how do you know at eight years old, like, this is going to be your sport?
Well, when I was younger, I was always around baseball. I was a bat boy for my older brother's baseball team. Okay. So I was able to, like, learn a lot about the sport. And I kinda,
probably,
that's
probably
when I
some
fell
things
up.
That you shouldn't have learned, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. Seen some helmets thrown and.
What part of your game right now are you the most confident in?
I'm very confident in the way I swing, and definitely I feel like I have a above average arm, so I'm confident in both those aspects.
It's funny, you're sitting here, we're in the middle of our fall season.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of scrimmages. I've got to see you at your highest of highs, and I've got to see you at your lowest of lows.
Yeah.
And not all of your lowest of lows have happened in the fall season. You know, I've seen you for a while. And so I think that you've shown some really positive things. And I think what transcends you and what transcends a lot of players on this year's star squad is it's more than just an above average arm. It's more than just a great bat. What are you pushing yourself right now to improve this season, especially after going through a fall, which I think we're going to talk about a little bit, but what are you right now saying, like, I've got to get better at it? What is that?
One, for sure, I would say speed, because I feel that if you can have a catcher who can run bases as well, that would be pretty solid. Then another thing I would say, just mentally, just being able to, like, calm down in some situations and not try and do too much and really just feel the ground.
Do you want to talk about calming down at all? Do you want to talk about an experiment we did?
Yeah, so yesterday, me and Coach Cut, we did an experiment where I couldn't have caffeine before the games.
And to preface it for the people that are listening, like, you weren't just having a little sip of soda before games. What was kind of your thing that you were doing?
It was kind of just like Red Bull before every game, then sniffing smelling salts between every inning, a little more than just one sniff. So, yeah, that kind of yesterday, without any of that, I felt a lot more calm, and I felt like it played in the box for sure. Catching-wise, I feel like my energy was fine, but it wasn't like I wasn't, like, balls to the walls like I'm normally, like, jumping around everywhere, which can be great in a different way.
It can be an advantage, but then again, the same way it can be an advantage, I mean, this is kind of a psychology thing and an internal brain thing, but the same way it can be an advantage, it can also be a disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
And what you saw yesterday, at least from the feedback, and I'm not talking about the results, because results are literally what happens. You know, you can hit a ball really hard and your timing is just a little bit off and you hit it right at somebody. So that's results based. But, like, I think you said you were a little less jittery, which, you know, the people that are listening to this podcast right now, they're going to be like, well, of course he's a little less jittery. He wasn't taking a lot of caffeine or smelling salts or stuff like that. But I think finding a happy medium is going to be more of the experiment that we do because you've kind of got to feel both worlds a little bit.
Yeah.
So now that we're talking about in a special experiment that we did here, what has our college fall season look like through your eyes? We started on August 10th and it's the 1st of October range right now.
Yeah.
What's it look like through your eyes?
At first, we for sure started very hot. The team, we were all rolling. We were just playing a little bit below average competition, I would say. Then once we started playing better competition, it started evening out. But I feel like the development of everyone and getting the experience of the college pitching and how it all is, everyone got used to it. Then we were able to piece everything together. But I feel like throughout the fall, everyone got closer, and we kind of got a view of how the spring season might be like. So I feel like everyone's, like, really excited to see how it is.
How was your first MTNC?
Oh, well.
Why are you smiling?
Because, so basically, first week, it was pretty rough. We did these sled pushes, and I was pushing really hard. I was trying to, obviously, like, show coach I'm trying to push myself, and yeah, I feel like maybe I pushed myself a little too hard. Then we go to these wheelbarrows, and I just feel like everything's rushing to my head. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm about to throw up. So I have to go off the side and everything just comes out.
Yeah. You know, and MTNC stands for mental toughness and confidence. And then sometimes the C changes to conditioning. And certainly MTNC is built around the mental piece of it. But there is some physical in it, and we're definitely not trying to make people throw up or anything else like that. That really defeats the purpose of pushing people. But I remember it was one of those things where you work really hard and sometimes you don't realize, like, holy smokes, this is really hard on me. Yeah. But I definitely wanted to bring it up. And that was a piece of a fall where, like, it's early in the fall and you start learning some stuff about yourself too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, definitely when that happened, I kind of opened my eyes and, wow, I'm going to get pushed here.
Mm. And you also need to learn how to take care of yourself, right? Because that's a big thing too, whether you're going into a game or a practice, like you've got to make sure that you're taking care of yourself with nutrition and hydration and sleeping and all that kind of stuff. You know, we have leadership once a week. We do a lot of different meetings throughout the week, too, classes, pre-practice talks, post-practice, in between practice, 1v1s, you know, all this different stuff. But give the listeners one thing from leadership that has stuck with you.
I would say that we're just always chasing greatness. Everything we do, we're just trying to make sure that we're doing it the best we can.
Mm-hmm. Your brother Tyler is pitching at Virginia.
Yep.
What lessons have you learned from watching his journey? And his journey has not been, we'll say, common.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely uncommon.
So what lessons have you learned from watching his journey?
Just don't stop working. There's always something you can get better at. There's always a place for you, and just keep working.
We mentioned journey, and you said don't stop working, and I think there was a famous song that also could feed into his journey, and it was Don't Stop Believing, too.
Yeah.
Because there's a belief system in yourself that you've got to have.
Had the confidence to keep getting better every day, and it's crazy because he, like, didn't even make his varsity team when he was a junior and didn't decide to play baseball, really, until he was a senior.
Yeah. Are you guys pretty close?
Yeah. We text pretty often.
Do you guys talk about the game or is it more life?
We talk a lot about both. I hear a lot of stuff from my dad about how he's doing. He's having a great fall so far, so we talk a lot about that. I asked about what scouts are coming to see him because they got MLB scouts coming to watch their inner squads every day. So,
yeah. What goals are you setting for your freshman year right now?
I want to be an All-American for sure. For a team goal, we're all trying to buy in and go to Enid. That's definitely
how many miles away is it?
996.
Oh, okay.
We always ask each other that every day.
Okay. Not bad. Long term, where do you hope to take your career?
Definitely want to get drafted one day. That would be really cool. Get the experience. Then more short term, like within the next few years, I'd like to go to a great, solid Division I program. That'd be ideal. But, yeah, I definitely want to get drafted one day for sure.
Or you can go to a D3 like what your brother did and then just work your way up.
Yeah, hopefully I only need to go to one more school.
All right, let's do some fun wrap-ups here. Favorite catcher or player you model yourself after?
So, catching-wise, I really like watching Patrick Bailey and, like, even Dylan Dingler. A guy that I've always looked up to, my number was 27 my whole life growing up, other than high school, was Mike Trout.
Why Mike Trout?
I just remember looking up in my wall one day when I was like 7 years old and I saw a picture of Mike Trout and he was number 27. Then I just started liking him.
Just stuck.
Then I started watching him and I was like, wow, this guy's good. Great. Yeah.
Walk us through your game day routine right now. Like I said, we've had 20-some scrimmages. So what's been your routine for those game days, especially on the weekends where you don't have classes or weight room, stuff like that?
So I normally wake up, I buy a Red Bull and some Sour Patch watermelons. Then, I go to the game. I do my stretch recommended from the chiropractor to keep my back healthy so it doesn't hurt and loosens up. Then after that, you know, we'll get the swings. And after the swing, I have Carson Sweet. We'll do our individual catching work before. Then I'll just start working with the pitcher. Then we get in our game.
It's nuts. This fall, we've had a lot of our players in from this year's team, and I cannot tell you how many times Carson Sweet's name comes up. It's wild.
Yeah, he's hurt, but he's always trying to help out. So
is that what it is about him? He's trying to help people.
Yeah, he's definitely he's selfless. That's
is he a savage?
Savage. Yeah, I mean, what do you mean by savage?
Is he a savage? You know, it's somebody that's got a little bit of grit. Yeah. And somebody that's got some belief system in themselves and somebody that's willing to do just a little bit more than what most are willing to do.
He's selfless.
He's also a catcher too, right?
Yeah.
So you're competing with him in a lot of ways.
Yeah, we compete with each other, but not against each other for sure. We're always trying to help out. We've actually worked with the same catching coach for like a few years, so we've known each other and each other's like weaknesses and what to look for each other. So we'll help each other.
What's something teammates might not know about you?
I guess just really that I used to play three sports, basketball. Some people don't know that I can hoop. I'm not saying I'm a hooper, but I can hoop. And then
really?
I was solid at football.
What position do you play?
In football?
Yeah.
I was a linebacker and a running back. So I was like a blocking back though.
Okay, offense, little defense. Did you like the defense or the offensive side more?
I would say probably defense. Because offense, I was mainly a blocking back. Then I would run up the middle here and there.
Okay. What about mindset? How important is it for baseball players?
It's very important. I actually got three posters on the wall about it's grit, consistency, and confidence. So I always look up at those, and it's important to have a clear mindset and be confident for sure.
Yeah. Where's confidence come from? Where do you think that comes from? You think that comes from like hard work, or does it come from going 4-for-4?
Definitely hard work. Once you, hard work always pays off, so.
Yeah, it's never a waste.
Yeah.
It's never a waste. It might not pay off at the time that you want it to pay off, but it's never going to be a waste.
Yeah, eventually that confidence will build up once you work hard enough.
Yeah, everything's internal, and the more you can believe in yourself, the more you can not fall into these pitfalls when you're struggling with life or struggling at the plate or letting third strikes go underneath your glove on a curveball that should have been blocked, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and when you can just somewhat be present because you are 100% in charge of your future and you're not in charge of your past anymore. So the mental side is huge, and I've seen you take some really great steps as we went through the fall, and I appreciate you taking the time to sit down with us today. Hopefully you've enjoyed yourself. Hopefully you've learned that just because you're nervous doesn't mean that you can't produce. It means that you care. Being nervous is nothing more than that.
Right.
It's been great hearing about your journey, the adjustments that you're trying to make, and where you want to go in this game. To our listeners, make winning in life your habit, not your goal. Excellence isn't an outcome. It's a daily standard. Our mission is to build athletes and teams that compete at the highest level, not just on game day, but in every aspect of their journeys. Until next time, keep stacking bricks and go Stars.
Coach Cuts Corner is recorded live in the WLNZ studios with Dalian Lowry providing engineering and production assistance. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please share it and follow us on all forms of social media. Our program has been built and maintained with the help of many great people. If you want to be part of our mission, you can donate using the link in the show notes below. You can learn more at coachcutter.com and more about our team at lccstars.com. See you next time.